After a bit of a hiatus, Winthrop's Burns Auditorium is now back open, and they've got several concerts taking place that are free and open to the public, so you can check out the new space and hear some fantastic music. Here on the show, we've got Dr. Lori Crochet. She's the chair of the Department of Music and Director of Bands, and Dr. Justin Eisenhower, who's an associate professor of music. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dr. Crochet, we're going to start with you. Burns Auditorium is back open.
It is back open.
Music to your ears.
Absolutely.
And to the community's ears, too. Kind of take us back, if you can, a little bit about why we got to the point of having to reopen Burns Auditorium.
Well, Burns Auditorium was preparing to go under renovation to make it more ADA compliant. There were needs for just some upgrades in that area. We needed to add some restrooms. It was very short on those all those years. Law says that we need to have a certain number of restrooms for the number of seats we had. And we had 3,500 seats at that time. And only one bathroom, male and female, downstairs. So that's just not quite enough. So there were several items that needed to be renovated, and so it shut down in the fall of 2018. And on the very first day, a fire began on the roof as they were putting down a new roof. Mm-hmm. There was never a fire inside Burns Auditorium, but the smoke was pulled through the HVAC system, so there was some smoke damage, and the fire department needed to spray it down with fire retardant to make sure, and those are cloth seats and mm-hmm. carpet, and so it just then took years to get the renovation going again, and after 5.5 years, we reopened in December of 2024.
My goodness, wow. And Justin, what does the new space look like? I know we're on the radio, but try to your best to create the theater of the mind.
Absolutely. So the space is a wonderful space. So it's a renovation that was done to this historic building, 1930s Works Progress Administration kind of auditorium. And when you go inside now, the walls are immaculately white, and you can look up and you see this the glory of the space as to what it was. They've actually removed a few seats from the far back on the lower level, so it's a seats a little less, which I think actually helps the acoustic. We were really surprised when we first rehearsed back in there. The acoustic of the space is typically very massive, and so the sound resonates for a long time. And now it's actually a little shorter, so it's a little cleaner bit of sound. It's still very reverberant, but it doesn't last quite as long. So I think the acoustic is even better. I'm looking forward to when we have a lot of people in the seats who also will absorb up a lot of sound as well. So then we get this sense of the energy of the room when we're in concert. It's a wonderful thing. Wonderful thing. So
when we talk about music on this show, I lean into our resident singer here, who also was involved with the music department at Winthrop University.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it is, it's a beautiful, I have sung in there as a part of Winthrop. It is a true music hall. And, you know, I enjoyed my time while I was only a music major for about a year and then switched. But I was a part of the chamber singers. And so, you know, we were in there, and it really is, it's not only beautiful, but it really is a true music hall. And that it was shut down for so long, we couldn't use it as a community, that it is opening back up is just a truly exciting event. And, you know, I was proud to be a part of it. And I'm so glad, you know, we've talked to Josh Fry, who also works here, who is a part of the music department. And I've talked to him a little bit about my time there and that he's able to enjoy that. It's just such a great thing for the community. So how are we going to kick off really this week long series of events for the community to come in and enjoy it and see what all Winthrop really has to offer?
Well, our opening event is tomorrow evening at 7:30. The University Wind Symphony will perform, and the University Jazz Ensemble will perform.
We had an opportunity last year when we were talking about bringing in guest artists. I'm a faculty advisor for the Student Brass Organization, and we've done some fundraising, and we had the opportunity to bring in Vince DiMartino, who's a guest artist on trumpet. He's a legendary trumpet performer, has performed all over the world. He made a big name for himself at the University of Kentucky for quite a few years as a professor there as well. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited. Our trumpet professor, Dr. Marissa Youngs, she has a connection with him, and we got to bring him in, and we're super excited about that. He's going to solo with both the Wind Symphony on a couple pieces, and then we'll switch to the jazz band, and he'll solo with the jazz band as well. And in addition to that, he's spending some time working with our students. He's really passionate about teaching and passionate about music education. So he's going to spend some time working with our students, both in kind of one-on-one settings, we getting some opportunities for lessons there, but also in masterclass settings that'll be open in our smaller venues and that kind of thing. So we're looking forward to that event, specifically the concert, but I'm really excited about the students getting to interact with him and to learn from him and see what he does and how good he is at what he's doing.
And that all these concerts are free and open to the public?
They are.
Oh, this is great.
We would love for people to go ahead and go look just on the website, just search Burns Grand Reopening Celebration, and there's a webpage dedicated to it. And there's a place to just reserve tickets. They are free, but that helps us with enough security and enough housekeeping.
Makes sense.
Just yeah.
Well, and it helps us when we go to the administration and say, hey, look how many people are coming to these concerts. This is a big deal.
Because they want facts and figures.
Yes, yes, right. Absolutely.
We have 3,000 seats, so I think we can accommodate a big crowd, but we just would like to know.
Mm-hmm. The concerts continue on Saturday, Sunday, and even Wednesday of next week.
That is correct.
So this all coincides with Come See Me, because we have guests that are coming into town to see Rock Hill during the spring season. So hopefully we'll get some folks who maybe have never ventured onto Winthrop's campus. We'll check it out for the first time as well. And these concerts each have a different theme and a different focus as well.
That is correct.
Is the focus trying to bring in folks who would, you know, typically not maybe attend certain concerts? This gives them a, you know, a buffet of music that they can kind of sample and get a sense of what is all offered here in our community.
I think that's correct. And also, we had alums that didn't get to play in Burns Auditorium for years. So we have our first ever alumni band that will rehearse and perform on Sunday with the Carolinas Wind
that's
Orchestra.
Special.
And we have alumni choir Saturday evening.
That's special.
So we want to allow the alums to celebrate whether they graduated in the 70s or whether they graduated during the time Burns was closed. We just want to gather people together to celebrate this time.
Yeah, and in my time at Winthrop, so when the fire happened, it was my second year teaching at Winthrop. So it's been a while that this hall has been offline. So I've had students who've come through my studio and graduated who haven't gotten a chance to play. And I'm working on recruiting students. As an orchestral trombonist, I get to play in a lot of different halls. I was in Augusta the other weekend. I played at the Carolina Opry House down at Myrtle Beach. Played in Charlotte earlier this week. So I get to hear a lot of different spaces, and the acoustics in Burns are really top-notch. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about, like, these students haven't gotten an opportunity to experience that, the energy of that, like, sometimes the best spot to be in a concert, the best seat is really on stage. And you get to be there, you're hearing it, you're all around the sound. You know, I'm counting rests maybe, and the violins are playing something, and it's just wonderful. And I'm thinking, like, this is a great spot to be. So we're excited, especially for those alumni, the more recent alumni to come back, and some of the alumni who were, like, remember those times when you were in this space doing this and you're 20 years old and the energy of that and discovering the music for the first time. It's really an exciting thing. I think with the other concerts that are lined up throughout the week, we do a lot in the music department, and we really wanted to showcase all of the things we do. So there's a choral night. There's the orchestra is doing their thing. I mean, it's a lot of things that the music department does really well. And we had talked initially about the first night, let's do like everybody on the same program. But just the logistics of that gets to be, you know, you want to have the music rather, okay, like set change and set change, right, you know. So it turned into what became an initial concert with one guest artist became like a week-long celebration of, hey, we're back in this space, come check us out. It's going to be a great thing.
Well, this is fantastic. I know so many folks are excited that Burns Auditorium is back open on Winthrop's campus after being closed for almost 5.5 years. It closed down in 2018 for repairs, and we all know what happens during a construction project. It just prolonged it a little longer than we all would have liked. But it is back open. What do they say? All good things to those who wait. And we waited patiently for 5.5 years. And now the 86-year-old building's got, boy, all kind of new upgrades. And, you know, if music's really not your thing, it's just worth going to this to see the new space and see how beautiful it looks. Mm-hmm. And then again, to see all these talented musicians that we have right here in our community. And I think Dr. Crochet and Dr. Eisenhower have done a great job of really just showing their passion for this gift that you're able to, musical gift that you're able to give the community. These are free concerts, and you're going to hear from some really talented individuals that otherwise you might not get the opportunity to hear from.
And listen, you know, you were talking earlier in the earlier hour about paying your taxes and wanting to see those line items for each one. Listen, Winthrop is a state institution, right? Okay. So your tax dollars are going to support that. I don't know, maybe like a fraction of some penny somewhere. I'm telling you, like, make use of this. This is a wonderful space in a historic building. And the kind that in this county, we don't have another concert hall that's like this, right? Mm-hmm. So when we were offline, there were a lot of things that I was part of, and people were like, well, could we do something in Rock Hill? And it was like, well, we don't really have the space to do that. Mm-hmm. And now I'm excited about moving forward that I can say, hey, no, let's talk to the folks in the administration at Winthrop, and maybe we can get this concert here in
Absolutely.
Rock Hill.
Well, these concerts, again, are free and open to the public. As they mentioned earlier, they do ask that you go online and RSVP just so they can get a handle of how many people are there, but they also have the receipts. Should administration just ask, how did it go? And they've got the, you know, facts and figures to share with them. Gets underway Friday, April the 4th at 7:30. The concerts continue all throughout this weekend, and then they pick back up on Wednesday, April the 9th. Dr. Lori Crochet is the chair in the Department of Music and Director of Bands, and Dr. Justin Eisenhower is Associate Professor of Music. Thank you both very much.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Nice seeing you.